Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm telling you, we are fighting it.
That's a great point. Good afternoon.
We are delirious, man.
It is 2 o'clock. That's true. I thought we were doing middays again. I thought it was 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
You guys we will get our act together.
It's going to be a fun show. It will be good. I got to pop a cough drop.
Yep.
We got in last night a little bit late. Here's how I would describe our travel in a sentence. Are you ready for this? Our flight that was supposed to have landed at Reagan National at 11:30 landed at about 1, and you're like, oh, that's too bad. At Dulles Airport.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different airport than the one that we were expecting to land at. And that's not the end of the world, because when you land at Dulles and you're supposed to be at National, a little bit longer Uber, a little bit of an inconvenience getting back to your car. It is after 1 in the morning, so it's not fun. But you think you just pull up to a gate, you walk off the plane, you walk into the airport, you go your separate ways. Except that we were basically held hostage on the airport, on the tarmac, on the jetway, for about an hour in like a loading area while they decided whether or not we were going to be allowed to go into the airport or if we were just going to have to get on buses off of the plane so that they could bus us to DC.
That's initially what they told us,
at
yeah.
At 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, what a shubbingus.
It was a hot buttered mess. And listen, you know, it's an incredible trip with a little bit of a sour ending, I would say. Like, New Orleans was incredible. It was awesome.
Oh, just I redo so, it every so cool. time. Small price to pay for, like, you get 5 amazing days yeah. and a little bit of a pain in the butt on the back end. I'll do that trade
like,
every week.
Like, I'm not saying what it is. I'm not going to use the words, but there's an analogy that we use all the time. Like, there's a fan, right? And then the bad stuff that comes out of humans, right next to that fan, that's our travel. The cab driver I had last night at about 2:40 a.m. said, yeah, they've been diverting. I'm not going to say the name of the airline either. But if it was a baseball league, it would have the Orioles, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, the Rays, the Twins, the Guardians. You know which one I'm talking about? Anyway. He said, yeah, they've been diverting those flights since 8 p.m. out here. Well, really? Yeah. He said, none of the other ones have. So, we, you know, the cab guys all talk to each other, and there's been a steady line of just, you know, going and getting all these diverted air flights, which is very interesting because some of the other airlines had no problem landing. So I don't know what's going on. I know that I'm not thrilled. Obviously, it's better to be safe, blah, 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 but I'm not sure it was a safety thing.
I'm not going to question the pilot when he comes over the speaker and tells me he's not comfortable landing the plane. If that's the case,
yeah.
I will defer to you, sir.
You land that plane. Just get me on that ground.
Actually, it's funny that this all happened because when I got on the plane, I looked into the cockpit. I always do just to see like
who's got my life in their
who's
hands.
Who's controlling whether I live or die? And it was 2 very seasoned professionals.
Mm-hmm.
These were white-haired old gentlemen who have flown around this earth.
They've seen it.
And I was like, I am psyched right now. Like, this is not the flight where it's going to end for me. Not with these guys, right? But I always just kind of look in and see. I don't know what I'm looking for. Like, is there something that would make me nervous? Probably not. I guess if Clary and Daris turned around in the gear.
Like a dude whose eyes are crossed.
Suddenly they're my pilots, and I know they're not trained to be pilots. Maybe I get nervous.
Or it's a guy with his arm in a sling. It's like, I still got one hand to do it. Like, yeah. I'd be nervous.
Right. But so I get on the plane, and I'm like, we are in good hands. What happened was he came over the speaker. This is only a 50-minute flight. That's what's amazing. The second flight was the easy flight. That was the... When you get in the air, about 45 minutes later, you're going to land. Before we took off, there was a medical emergency where they called for a doctor.
And we sleep on that, by the way. That took more than an hour. Our departure was delayed by an hour. And
I hope she's okay.
I hope she's fine.
By the way, I think she had the best night of anybody. She got off that plane and went and just had a nice, yeah, comfortable nap in an ER somewhere.
And so that really boned us because we were like first in the queue, ready to leave. And then, yeah, it's like... Well, now we can't move. We have to go back to the gate super slowly, rearrange that.
Looks like we're about at Ethan line here. We should be taking off any minute. Apologize for the inconvenience.
We were eighth for about 31 minutes.
Sit back and put your feet up. Now, I do expect some turbulence. We won't be doing any drinks or peanuts, so screw you guys. But in the meantime, just enjoy the flight. So we get ready to take off. About an hour later, we do. So that part, don't forget. But we get in the air. Everything is seamless. Everything is fine. He's making time. I got someone sitting next to me who's a frequent flyer. They're like, we're actually going pretty fast. Like, this flight's going to go quicker than you think. He's making up time. He comes over the speaker and tells us,
we're about 142 miles away. We should be touching down in about 19 minutes. And looks like everything's going well over at National. So we'll have you on the ground in about 19 minutes.
5 minutes after that. I don't fly a lot, but I fly enough to know when he hits the boosters, the plane gets loud and starts speeding up. We have been slowing down and going down. We are now speeding up, and the front of the plane is higher than me. Like, we are ascending again. And I'm going, this is not normal for a landing. Like, why are we speeding up, and why am I now tilted backwards a little bit like we're climbing?
You know,
again.
That's not how you land. The ground is down.
So I look to the lady next to me who flies all the time. I'm like, am I crazy? Or she goes, yep, we're speeding up and going up. I said, okay. She goes, I think we're going to circle the airport for a while. I said, I knew it. I've had this happen to me. We're going to circle Reagan National.
I had it there at National Bunch, yeah. Because it is a tiny airport and a tiny runway.
Yeah.
It's one of the shortest and most difficult to land that in the country.
So about 10 minutes goes by after that. So now we're about 15 minutes since he told us we'll be on the ground in 20 minutes. We feel that we're climbing and going faster again, but we're just waiting to land, essentially. He goes,
yeah, we got some problematic crosswinds at Reagan National. I'm just not, and he says these words, I'm just not comfortable landing this plane. And and he's like, we're going to make the decision that we're not going to land here. So he goes, we might have to go to Dulles.
Might. He said might. We might have to go land at Dulles. That was the last we heard. Now, when he said the things like, we have crosswinds, and we probably shouldn't land, and we're being advised not to land, and I'm not sure that we should land, you knew we were going to Dulles. But he did use the word might, and then he never said another word until we landed, and I'm looking out the window as we're coming down, and I'm going, this is not National. There's a lot of space out here. There's a lot of buildings and grass. This is Dulles. And that was about, 90 minutes after we were supposed to have landed?
Mm-hmm.
And then we land, and they say, what, Danny?
Your baggage will be at claim number 12. You can get your baggage at 12. Number 12 is where it is. Everyone's like, great. How do we get the hell out of here? So initially, the plan is stay on board, as if we're going anywhere. We're going to bring some buses out here in the middle of nowhere. This is not one of the regular terminals. This is, some sort of, the guy kept using a term like we were all in the airline industry. He's like, it's a hard landing port. I'm like, yeah. Oh, right, one of those. I thought it was a soft one. I have no earthly idea what you're talking about.
You know what I kept thinking of when he said that? Because he kept saying, like, we landed on the hard landing port or whatever. I kept thinking of the scene in Armageddon where he's like, you landed us on a GD iron plate. I don't know why, but it was like 1:30 in the morning.
Well, I think 14% of your thoughts circle around Armageddon.
But
so,
he kept talking about how hard the landing port was.
It's a very hard landing port.
But basically, we were in a loading dock.
Yeah, they have auxiliary stuff just for this purpose, right? So the plan was to have us sit there like horses' asses until a couple of shuttle buses navigated through the Dulles Toll Road, got us unloaded straight from there, to take us back to Reagan National.
I couldn't believe this because
that was the plan.
Like initially, and I said to the people next to me, I'm like, we've been parked now for 20 minutes. I had properly, like an adult, gauged how much time it would take for us to land and do I need to go to the bathroom? And we're now 90, we've blown past that by 90 mm-hmm. minutes. So I said to the lady next to me, I'm like, hey, would you mind if you let me go? Would you mind if I went to the bathroom? I'm in the window seat. And she's like, oh, we can't get up. No, lady. This is not your job to tell me if I can get up or not. That's someone else's job. Your job is to stand up and let me go to the bathroom now. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to go to the bathroom. So, and she's like, yeah, the seatbelt sign's on. Like, no, rule lady. No, rule lady. This is, you don't get to tell me I can't go to the bathroom. A flight attendant gets to do that. Your job is to stand up. So we had a little negotiation. And then I went to the bathroom and I just kind of hung out in the back and talked to the flight attendants for a little while and stretched out. And about 30 minutes went by and eventually we found out we wouldn't have to get on the buses because they kept saying, everyone was asking, like, why can't I just get off the plane? Not in like out there, but when we eventually get to the airport, why can't I just go do my own thing? I live closer to this airport than the other one potentially.
Yeah. You have to drive by exits to get to my house in order to get to Reagan.
And they kept saying that we have to ask the gate agent if you're allowed. The gate agent will make that decision. Why? I'd like to make that decision.
I know.
Which Ryan, you thought they were saying air marshal? So Ryan came up to me. He's like, why is an air marshal going to have to be telling us? He's like, so Liam Neeson's going to tell us if we're going home or not?
No, I could have sworn they said air marshal when, I mean, first off, like I was delirious. I was exhausted. I just wanted to go home.
I get it, buddy.
I thought they said air marshal. I guess they didn't.
It was gate agent. Which you're thinking agent marshal.
Yeah, agent marshal.
Same thing. Badge, same thing. You know, mm-hmm. Liam Neeson. But they did make the executive and wonderful decision, thank you, to let us go our separate ways. Now, it was an $80 cab ride for me that they didn't give me a voucher for because it was an act of weather. I said to the lady, I'm like, are we going to get anything for this, you think? She just started laughing.
No, silly. No, not you, Grant. You get nothing.
I actually saw when they had a bunch of the leaders of the airlines on Capitol Hill like a week ago,
mm-hmm.
and all the lawmakers were like grandstanding and screaming at them. Did you see any of this?
I didn't know.
I mean, it was way over the top. And I remember watching it, and I've had terrible travel experiences like everybody else. And even I was like cringing, like, God, this is tough. Where they're just like, you're holding people hostage. What you do is wrong. Do you know that you're a criminal? Like, they're just killing them.
So
but
like,
last night is I'm like not
exactly.
allowed to get off the plane, yeah. not allowed to, like, I'm like, what is different? Like, why did I give up all my rights when I got on this airplane?
Well, but that's kind of my thing is like normally I'm like, man, that is over the top. If you said, okay, there's a panel in 20 minutes while you're waiting for your bag, you can say whatever you want to an airline right. executive, I'd have unloaded. I'd have had so many thoughts, right? Where it's like at a certain point, I'm going to use the oh, come on clause, right? Where instead of saying like legally the FAA, oh, come on. I've been sitting here for however long. Let me just waddle my fat butt down and I'll get to the terminal. I'll figure it out. Leave me alone. Stop this. Right. Stop it.
Like I'm literally telling them, you guys have created this issue.
Yeah.
I'm going to solve it.
Yeah.
Just allow me to.
Let me
go.
Off.
I'm not asking you for money. I'm not asking you for a hotel.
I don't want to take this plane anywhere else. I don't want anyone else to have to do what I
want
to do.
I just want to be left alone and allowed to go. If we're in Philly, I'll walk home. I need to get away from you.
Go. Right? Let me go.
Looks like everyone's going to be able to get off the plane except you, Danny Ruye. Screw you.
Let me go.
I did a bit last night at baggage claim that I should not have, where I just said to Danny, like, Danny, I think they're going to send you to Philly. And Danny just looked at me like he was going
to
kill me.
Not the time for bits. Time to go home.
I agree.
It was time to go home.
That's fair.
But
it was 2 in the morning.
Well, everyone was reacting differently. Some people like found him. Like, you guys were doing the delirious, like, kind of, oh my God, this is so ridiculous laugh.
That's
I didn't have
I
it
do,
in me.
In fairness. Yeah, I don't agree.
Don't bother me.
Because it's not anyone's fault, really.
Sure. At the end of the day, it comes from a place of safety.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Right. So I
have my own conspiracy theories, by the way.
I want to hear those in a second. But you get angry and quiet.
Yep.
Is that fair?
Yeah. When I'm that tired and that over it, I have no jokes in me.
But I think even if you're rested, like, inconvenienced by travel, your default is like annoyed and quiet.
Quiet and angry, yes.
I get like laughy. That's not a word.
Yeah, but everyone knows what it is.
Like, I just want to do shtick about it.
Yeah. You're doing the thing where you hit people's arm and you like laugh and then till you cough.
So I tried to tone it down as best I could for you, but I did have to get one off right
yeah.
there.
Oh, dude, you guys are firing.
Standing there at 2 in the morning. And we left and Darius is like, I can't believe y'all were doing bits with him right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's Darius, like, has a gallon of snot in his nose. My God. He's struggling.
I mean, if we kept all the snot that came out of Darius's nose from takeoff last night,
the Atlantic Ocean,
right now, we could go for a swim in it. It's bigger than Christian's pool. But we made it. We did it.